This is the P1 podcast for November 26, 2008. It's like being in heaven.
Some honey glaze with that. Would you like some honey glaze with that?
Oh, yes. Welcome to the P1 podcast, ladies and gentlemen. That is like being in heaven right there.
Ah,
yes, it is. And ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Thanksgiving podcast, episode 18.
It's that time of year.
Hammy holidays and a honey glazed new year.
Thank you, Boston Rob.
Thank you, Rob. Thank you, Rob. Thank you. He called in just to sing that. So here we are today, and we got five of us today, which is dope. So Jai is back in the heezy for sheezy. Yay, that deserves a round of applause. I do agree. Yes.
Thank you.
Yes, you're welcome. And in addition to Sanjaya being back in the house, we got P1 Danny. Hi, Danny.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
We also have P1 Peaches.
Hola.
What up, girl?
What up?
And then, you know, that dude over there, the one, the only P1 Space Boy.
Hey, Quimby.
Hi, Space Boy.
Hey, Danny.
Hi.
Hey, Peaches.
Hi.
Hey, San JJ.
Hi.
So, happy Thanksgiving to all of you. And I thought it'd be cool this week to kind of go around the room and, you know, see what we're thankful for around here. I'll tell you right now, I'm thankful for the book Twilight. Yes. It is the crank and heroine of all books. I'm addicted, and I would like to get bit. Thank you very much.
Us.
I want to be a vampire. I said it. What do you want? I want to drink your blood. Hey, Peaches, what are you thankful for this year, girl?
Oh, well, Quimby, like they say, in the days of pilgrims and Indians, the days of yore.
In 1842, right?
Yes.
Okay.
I am thankful for the two Ams, Yam and Ham.
Oh, yummy. How do you take your yams?
Oh, straight up with brown sugar.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Lots of butter.
Oh, dude. It's the only way to do it. And some marshies. Little marshies.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. It's just like being in heaven. Speaking of heaven, Sanjaya. What are you thankful for this year, sir?
Really?
Yeah.
I'm thankful for being in this room with you guys.
Oh, so sweet.
I'm going to puke.
I missed you guys.
He's such a liar.
As the crow flies, you know?
Yeah, exactly. And Space Boy, what are you thankful for this year, sir?
I am thankful for Sky 2.
Speaking of which, we have somebody on hold. Hello, special guest caller.
Yes. Hello. This is P1 Space Boy's dog, Sky 2. Hello, Master.
Yes, yeah, hello, Sky 2. Hello.
Hello. Listen, Master, I have some complaints and I would like to log them.
No, here we go.
First of all, Master, why do I not have a toy ham? Like the woman I was named for. Tell me now.
How did you get this number?
Well, Mommy gave it to me.
We're going to have words.
Yes. First of all, I am sick and tired of you waving that wand at me, trying to levitate me.
Wingardium Leviosa.
You're not going to do it anymore. I'm tired of your wand.
Wingardium Leviosa rock.
I'm also tired of you locking in the room when you are making love to my mommy.
Well, you're actually on the bed with us, so I don't
know. Wow. I'm not a fan of it.
Okay.
Just sleeping.
I don't like it when you put the leash on me and make me watch. It's not fun.
How dare you?
Also, I'm tired of you reading me Harry Potter to go to sleep.
Well, would you prefer that lame book Twilight?
Yeah! Nice!
No, I'd actually prefer an Oprah's Book Club book, if you do not mind.
Aw, poor Sky. Burr. I'm sorry you have to read that Harry Potter all the time.
No, actually, it's quite all right. I love my master. He's so good to me. I'm actually calling from 1942.
All the way from 1942.
Know. Well, I've got to go. I must lay back down in my kennel and wait for the reading of Harry Potter later tonight.
And poo all over my sheets.
Yes. Yes.
No.
No more sexual watching. Thank you, and goodbye.
Talk to you later, Sky 2.
She is very opinionated.
Why do you reach your dog Harry Potter to sleep, bro? What kind of a master are you?
He's going to be trading books here in a little bit.
Oh, no. Danny, what are you thankful for this year, senor?
For
beans and tacos?
Yes. Yeah, you're right.
Really?
But what else are you really thankful for? For reals.
I don't want to say.
What, strippers?
No.
I mean, it's okay.
Porn that you don't think about?
Free porn.
No, no, please, no, not this again.
Yes. Yeah. What's the website?
PewinSight.com.
No.
Would you do me or not?
Yeah.
You're thankful for steakandcheese.com. Ew.
NKOTB.com.
Yes.
No.
Yeah.
Opposite.
You are all into
opposite.
It.
Yeah.
Speaking of NKOTB.
Uh-oh.
Me and the space boy and the space wife attended the NKOTB concert last night. It was so awesome.
You guys are horrible people.
Listen, this is actual audio from the concert last night. Yeah, you can probably.
That sounds horrible. Horrible.
No, it's so good.
That sounds so horrible. Okay. This is good.
No, it's not.
Yeah. Moving on. What? No, this is bad. Please stop.
Hear that girl screaming? That's Quimby.
Yeah, it was. I was like screaming.
And sometimes me.
Yes.
That was Space Bar right there. That.
Oh my gosh, it was so good. Listen.
This
wow.
Sucks, dude. This sucks.
It's like 1989.
That
over
was
again.
So cool. Okay, first of all, I felt like part of the concert was designed by Boston Rob, because they played that song from The Departed when it's the Boston Rob show.
Yeah.
The Dropkick Murphy song. Like, just out of the blue, they played that for a little video segment they were doing. And they had everything Boston, like, playing up on the screen.
Weird.
And for...
You realize they're from Boston.
Yeah,
right?
I know.
Okay.
Beantown.
Okay.
They're from Worcester. Worcester.
They came out in, like, full-on Celtic jerseys.
Yes,
I
for
know.
The encore.
I saw the pictures.
It was so cool. And then at one point, okay, first of all, panties and bras flying, flying at the
wow.
stage.
That's accurate.
Flying
that's accurate.
Because they came to, like, the back of the Cox Arena.
No way.
Yeah. And
the Cox Arena.
Yeah.
It was, although it was filled with all vaginas last night.
That is true.
Ratio was 10 girls for every
no,
one.
No, no, no.
Wait, Spaceboy, you
more.
Were there. Wait, Spaceboy.
Spaceboy had the pick of the litter.
I walked into the bathroom. I've been to numerous events at Cox Arena.
Yeah.
Walked into the bathroom. There were...
Prop 8.
Including me, there were 3 guys in there. That's it.
Yeah.
The line for the women's was out the door.
Was
did
hellish.
You have to defend yourself when you're in the bathroom?
And the other 2 guys were on roller skates?
Yes.
I don't went in the men's room.
Well, actually, we were all on roller skates.
Funny. And it was so... it was, like, probably one of the greatest concerts I've ever been to.
It was really
pyrotechnics,
good, actually. It was
confetti.
Good.
Like, when they came to the back of the arena, like, they were on this little, like, round table. I could see, like, if I had, like, flying powers, I could have just flown and just made out with Donnie's face, like, right then and there. Donnie. And it was so cool because Donnie was wearing this, like, diamond Swarovski crystal Pantera t-shirt with, like, this big pot leaf on it. So I gave him the international sign, like, my pointer finger and my thumb together and went, like, and he looked right at me and he's like, what up?
Yeah, dude.
Oh, my gosh. It was the night of my life. I almost cried. I almost came to tears because there was one song they played that I used to listen to in the 7th grade all by myself in my room.
Oh.
Like, totally fawning over this boy I had a major crush on in the 7th grade. Ugh.
Doodling his name all over your notebook
yes.
as you're listening to
with,
it.
With my name, with his last name.
Oh, yes.
Oh,
practicing
so
your signature
yeah.
for when you got married one day.
Yeah, I had pictures of Donnie Wahlberg all over my room, and I had one right next to my bed so I could turn over and look at Donnie before I went to sleep at night.
Last thing you think about before you go to bed, first.
Yeah,
thing
it was like seeing
up.
The boy you had a crush on.
It's all dirty.
High, and all those feelings just came rushing back because they're hotter than they were before.
That's disgusting.
And Danny of the New Kids on the Block was breakdancing. So they didn't come out with walkers and canes like Danny was saying they would.
I heard a story this morning that he ended up in the hospital because with a broken hip.
Yeah. Yeah, I heard he broke his hip.
Not at all, dude. 1989 to 1991 were some of the greatest years.
I was born
life.
In 1987.
Ew. You're a kid.
So actually, I was crying yesterday,
yes,
too.
Yes, he was.
Because one of the guys in the band looks like a little looks kind of like a monkey. And Quimby made this monkey face to me, and I seriously was howling with laughter for about 5 minutes, and my eyes were teary. It was awesome.
You could hear his laughter over thousands of screaming chicks, dude. It was so awesome. It was so rad. Do you have that picture of me making the monkey face?
Oh, yeah, I have.
You have to put that on P1 site.
Done and done.
Have to. I don't even care how retarded I looked. It was great. Anybody else do anything cool over the week? Anything else great happen for
anybody
else? That
was me, actually, on last weekend. I was partying hard. Actually, no, I wasn't. I lost it. I was trying to make a joke, but I failed. So.
Well, that's nothing new. Oh, BFF?
That's your girl.
BFF?
Oh, no.
That is your girl.
BFF. All right,
whatever donkey show joke, whatever that
was. You got to feel the
Everybody has their moment.
Yeah. At least I didn't say nothing. At least I just got hung up on.
Yeah.
Sid Jaya, did you do anything cool over the last week?
No, not really. I've taken up a... You know, boxing. Yeah,
nice.
Been doing that. So kind of sore. It's been really fun.
Have you been punching like meat in a meat cooler?
Yeah.
Like being in heaven.
Yeah, it's exactly like being in heaven. No, I got you know, personal trainer and everything.
Whoa! Yeah.
Check you out.
Oh my
gosh! He's actually a friend of mine, so he trains me for free with other guys and stuff. You know, we spar. And
that is sick. Are you gonna fight professionally?
Yeah.
Can I bet on you?
Yeah, in my freaking with a cane and stuff. Yeah. By the time that happens,
he's gonna have like nuts and bolts in his boxing gloves. Yeah.
That's
like,
right.
Bam in your face.
Razor blades.
Danny, did anything exciting happen in your life over last week? What?
Oh.
Why do you leave such a Danny right now? For those of you
I'm
not
busy,
in the room, Danny's like on the computer.
I'm busy. Yeah. Leave me alone.
Hey, we're doing this thing called the
podcast.
Oh, give me a BFF. He's actually like watching Cloverfield.
I knew it. I knew it.
Yes. Oh, that's how busy he is.
Oh, so he's talking to Mr.
Sorry.
Sky.
Sorry, Danny. We didn't mean to interrupt you with our little podcast. Yeah.
He has started to speak in binary code.
I know.
Going on.
Well, speaking of
damn it.
Wow.
I love
the
worst.
You are the worst and my favorite.
And the best.
I love you so much.
So yeah, Mike lent me a DVD of the guy who holds the world championship for Donkey Kong. And I will beat him.
Whoa. You're getting into Donkey Kong?
Yeah, dude. It's awesome.
Oh, really?
Yeah, dude.
So many jokes.
Yeah.
You're so Prop 8. Hey, easy there. Well, speaking of Prop 8, let's take it over to our favorite website in all of America, also known as BillWoodSite.com.
Okay.
What does your cell phone have to do with
that? What are you, freaking the new Statue of Liberty, Aunt Jemima, or what?
Aunt Jemima.
Hey there, Aunt Jemima. Are you a picture of this?
I don't know why it's so funny.
It's like I'm on Star Trek. Sulu, beat me up, Scotty. Hey, Scotty. Ooh, look at me, look at me. Take a beautiful picture.
No.
Ah, it's my favorite Helen Keller version. Me. So, p1site.com. a lot of stuff that we're talking about on the site. If you go to the announcement section, you can find out lots of stuff about what we'd like to do. First off, we'd like to give a big high five and a big thank you to P1 Kung Fu.
Yes.
For taking in B-Rob's gifts to the studio. We got him a few cool, like, Boston t-shirts, a prosthetic lemon.
Whoa.
What was that?
Segway.
Yeah, it was a segue. Like, what do you write, right? But no, we got... she got B-Rob a fake lemon from Michael's. And we got him a gas card, a carton of cigarettes, and some Dunkin' Donuts coffee. he was very, very helpful.
What?
He was very thankful.
Huh? Leprechauns?
Yeah, leprechauns.
Were you trying to say happy and thankful?
Yes, yes. Just it just okay. blended yeah. together right. as one.
We need to have an intervention, dude.
That's
cool, baby.
Get me off my well-being.
We all love you.
I'm so sorry. I'm addicted to Stacey's peanut chips. But we love you, Kung Fu. And when you listen to this, you'll feel great because we love you. And let's see. And also in the announcement section, we're trying to determine if we're actually going to go paintballing or just have another P1 bowling night. Danny, what's the haps on that?
I actually haven't said anything up until now so we can have this conversation on the air. The five of us.
Okay.
So we can all decide as five what we should do.
Right here, right now.
Right here, right now.
Bowling is fun.
What's up?
Bowling is fun.
Bowling is cheaper than the $25. And then that guy, P1 Hitman, claims that it's not going to be $25.
That's what, yeah. That's what general consensus is.
So I vote bowling nights are such a hit, and they're always so much fun. And apparently Peaches is a little scared of paintball guns.
Oh, really?
Oh, and so is Kelly.
Dude, they leave.
You're scared of a gun, really?
They leave welts on you.
The size of quarters.
Big. No, actually, I got a bruise that turned out to be the size of like a
silver dollar. It's not that
bad.
I've only had this for like 2 weeks.
Yeah. It just took skin off.
Do you see this epidermis? Okay, this is pristine. I don't want to be messing with this.
Listen to her.
Yes, and in the times of this economy, I can guarantee you bowling is always
That's what I'm saying.
$16.
Yeah, dude.
Well, then.
I think.
Let's take a vote. All those for bowling, say yay. Say ham. All those for bowling, can I get a ham?
Ham.
Space Boy didn't say anything. Okay.
Oh, he doesn't like
those
ham.
For paintball, say lemon. Oh, what are you zapping?
He wants, yeah.
Well, it looks like it is decided we are going to do another P1 bowling night in 2 weeks. Woo!
Is it 2 weeks?
Whatever happened to the skating?
Skating?
Failed.
What?
Roller skating?
There's a P1. I won't say his name. But
his initials are
P1AO. P1AO.
We were supposed to get the info and set this up. And nothing. I got a private message from him, and he's like, I'm about to get that info for you. I'll send you a private message.
That was like, what, 3 months ago?
Never again.
Well, no. Like,
Here's the weird part about it. Either we can only do it on a weeknight.
Yeah.
From like 7 p.m. to 11 p.m. And a lot of people don't really do weeknight stuff.
Right.
With the site. Or we could do it at midnight until 3 in the morning on like
Friday. F that.
Yeah.
Yeah, because the roller derby girls are there. Like weekend.
Yeah, they
nights.
Have to practice the derby girls.
Yeah,
the derby dolls, yeah.
Derby dolls, whatever.
Yeah. So
I think bowling might work a little bit
better. Yeah, but we are gonna have a boomers night in January.
We are?
Yeah.
For minors.
Yeah.
Like Iron Man set that one up.
Iron Man.
Set it up.
Iron
no,
Man.
No, but there was a lot of interest in the thread he started on boomers. A
where
ton of
is
people.
It?
Well
right
there's
here.
One up here in North County.
No. Like where is it gonna be?
Well, everybody who has said yes seems to be in the North County, and I don't want people bitching out because they don't want to drive to Claremont. So
I'm not driving to San Diego for boomers, dude.
Whoa. Jeez.
We'll fly down there.
Gas is expensive.
Really?
No, yeah.
No, okay. I didn't have the balls to say this on the site.
You have balls?
But
I'm so confused right now.
Yes, but I narrowed them off, so I don't have any more.
She didn't die.
Brass balls.
Oh my god.
Yeah, that's pertaining to a conversation we had.
No.
Okay. Well, anyway.
Oh my god. Sorry, bro.
Sorry about. Sorry, Sanjaya. I did not.
Right, I like
oh,
that.
She said his
oh,
name
no.
too. Dang.
Well, better Sanjaya than Space Force. Yeah.
I mean, anyways, can, I mean,
what was your point? What was your point?
Okay, anyway. Sorry. I was just going to say.
I recommend it.
And then go for a jog.
Yeah.
In the heat.
Oh, in a sauna, actually.
So deep. Yeah.
Okay. In a jacuzzi.
Okay, what were you trying to say?
Anyway.
So you didn't have the balls until now to say
that I'm not 12, so I don't want to go to Boomers.
Brutal.
But mini golf is the S.
Boomers is so cheap. They have like a package deal where you get a bunch of tokens, mini golf, and either the bumper boats or
the cars.
The go-karts.
Dude.
You can't bump on the cars, though, dude.
They're chill.
They won't know.
Dude, after
you know,
K1
just go
speed,
around that
those
corner.
Things are like...
Yeah, yeah.
It's true.
I'll get out and run fast.
But hey, you know what?
Weed whacker engines.
Let me just state this. Yeah. We do need to cater to the under 21 crowd. You know what I mean? We got to do something for them.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
Sorry. Sorry, I'm not P1 elitist, P1 Hall of Famer, and P1 Quimby. I wear my jacket in the hot sauna.
Oh, that was a burn!
Oh my god, you guys. Oh my god, I got a story. I'm sorry. I'm not trying to be the host. I'm not trying to be the host, you guys, but this is worth it. Okay.
Okay. Bring it. Okay. Sing it, don't bring it.
All right. So, okay. So my friend goes on this dating site, all right? Okay. And she hasn't checked it in a while, and she randomly logs in. Okay. And guess it brought up three random guys that I thought she'd be compatible with. And guess who was the first
paparazzi.
No.
Tell me. Don't.
No.
Paparazzi.
No, she did not.
Brad.
Oh my god.
And this it was this bio about how much he loves hugs and oh, I killed Danny.
Oh, the microphones are falling down. The earth has stopped spinning.
Mine!
And monkeys have flown out of my
mind. I have a JPEG on my work computer.
Danny's in tears.
Of his bio. I just want to give as much as I can. And I love hugs. And I emailed it to Sky.
He
right?
said,
Sky.
I love hugs.
Hug it out.
And I emailed it to Sky.
And
I knew,
men.
Yes. I emailed it to Sky, and Sky was like, I love hugs? What kind of guy says that?
No!
That's it. I'm done. I'm sorry, Quimby. I'll be quiet now. But I thought that was worth it to mention. And my friend was like, you better get your ass over to my cubicle right
now. I'm Googling on they.com what hugs mean. It means sex with penetration.
Dan is funny tonight.
Oh my gosh.
That's weird.
Dude, so, crazy, right?
Wow. Also in announcements, how about that third day show?
It's on my birthday
at the Rock Church.
No.
Oh
my
Yay! God.
That was a good one,
yeah,
huh, Danny?
We're going to go
that
see
That was
them.
Genius. Oh my god. I have an email to write.
But I didn't want to exploit him on the
man.
Air.
Like, no, we just threw him under the bus of the podcast.
Well, that's different. I mean, we work for peanuts. Screw it.
You're smart.
Wait a second. So can we backtrack a little?
Oh, no. Let's just finish this point here.
Oh, my God. I have questions.
Go into the announcement section. There's the third day show coming up at the Rock Church. There's varying ticket prices.
Looks so
like
and if you're gonna, he's playing third.
Just
game
put
first.
It on the. Just put it on loop,
all
dude.
All over the map.
What?
Just put it on the loop, dude.
Yeah. Right. If you want to see who else is going, you can go into that thread and check it out. Okay, backtrack. What do you want to say, Danny? Let's do it.
So did your friend write back? Please tell me she wrote back.
No, it was more like an automated email.
So it's just like you're compatible with this person,
right? And there he was, and she's all. You better get your ass over into my cubicle right now.
Can we
pull up the picture?
Can we get access to her account?
I will
Wait, oh.
I have
Can we say what site it's on?
Dude, I don't know. Like I know what it is, but I don't want to say. Can I write it down?
Yes.
Okay.
There you go. Here you go, girl.
Don't say it on the podcast, but I'll write it down.
I will say it on the
podcast. Okay. Okay. Hold up.
Wow. This is like, this is like breaking news. Like, if we had a news feed, it would be going right across the bottom of this page.
Don't say it.
This is great.
What the hell is that? I can't say it.
No. And his name.
Oh, okay.
And his name is like
Cupid. Shoot your arrow.
And his name is like something really weird. It's not Brad. It's
Maverick.
Like, no, it's like Galvin something. Like Galvin.
Gavin Rossdale.
No.
Gross.
But
Brad
gross.
Pitt.
No, I have the picture though of his page.
Please send
and
it.
I send it
is
to
he
Scott.
Naked?
Is it receding hairline McGee?
It's actually the picture that was taken in your kitchen.
Oh, weird. Like,
so you're sure it's him?
There's no, pretty sure there's only one guy that looks like that.
Is his name receding hairline McGee?
Oh my.
Is it early male pattern?
Oh
baldness?
My God.
No, I feel bad that I interrupted, but I just remembered that I had an epiphany I had to share. I figured it was worth it. I'm sorry.
That is so rad. Hey, you guys, I got a random debate for you.
Is paparazzi on this side or this side?
Oh God! You know he's
oh my God!
You know he's on more than one, dude.
He's all on Craigslist.
So,
you know,
I heard, speaking of the Mikey Show, I heard a random stat that rape has gone up in San Diego.
Solely because of P1 paparazzi? Is that what you're trying to say?
I don't.
Danny's face.
I didn't say that, dude. You're the one who's saying that.
Connect the dots.
Okay.
OJ, white Bronco. We figured that one out, too, huh?
I give up. I'm trying to host the show. You go. Handle the schedule.
I'm sorry.
The wheels are falling off. I love it.
Okay.
This is the best.
Okay. Anyways.
And then?
Random debate. Are you ready for this?
Yes.
Are Danny's Daily Archives poning the Mikey Show Daily Podcast?
Ooh.
Talk about it.
Is that a debate or just a statement?
I should just take away the question mark, dude. Like, I have asked the source.
Wait.
Yeah.
Let's go around the room first, because you obviously have inside information.
Yeah.
What do you guys think?
Should I go first?
Yeah,
sure.
Bring it.
I don't want to, like, but no, I think there's, like, pros and cons to each one. I think what's awesome is, like, with Danny, you can download, like, the whole show and then, like, have that. I mean, I just fast-forward the commercials. That's not a big deal.
Mm-hmm.
But then with the Mikey Show, it's, like, the pro with that, it's, like, it's broken up by break. So, like, if you liked a particular break, like, I just wanted to hear the break of Ashley's mom, like, calling in. So that was cool.
Okay.
But at the same time, it's also kind of annoying to, like, download multiple MP3s. Like,
right,
with
right.
Danny's, it's kind of nice. You can download one whole one.
Well, the Mikey Show daily updates are not on iTunes anymore. It's harsh.
Well, that was my question.
Yeah.
It's kind of hard to listen to it when they're not being posted.
Yeah. Like, you have to go to their website, download it, save it into your iTunes, and then put it
really?
In order yourself.
No way.
Yeah.
I know why they're doing that.
No,
never mind.
And I've been told because their web guy isn't, like, taking the MP3 she posts on their page and, like, shooting it into iTunes. They can't do anything about
it. It's not that hard.
Well, I don't know.
Facebook.
The problem is consistency. And they're consistently inconsistent, where they're missing breaks or they start the recording 15 minutes after. Take, for instance, the last time that they were on the air, they didn't post the last 45 minutes.
Really?
So so I have most of the show, but I can't listen to the last 45 minutes.
Really?
Yeah.
It's harsh. I'm glad you still do the daily archives, because at first I'm like, oh, Danny's on the hook. He doesn't have to record.
Oh, I was so stoked when I heard that. Like, people were, like, freaking out, like, oh, P1's always going to die. And then I was like, hell yeah, I don't have to wake up anymore and then edit it after work. But they suck.
You're so
Web
sweet.
Guy sucks.
You're an awesome person. You're an awesome person.
Thank you for clearing that
That's
up.
What my mommy said.
Thank you for
said.
Saying that. I'm glad you said that. Also, there are also two new sections of the site. We have the YouTube Clip of the Day section, which is awesome. Danny usually goes and finds some of those. What up?
Oh. Hi. Two things. One, if I miss them, people can go on and post. I've been the only one posting them so far.
Yeah.
And two... Was it ironic that they created their own section after we posted ours one day later?
More
they were supposed to originally
really?
Do that. It was purely coincidental, because that's what they said initially when the site came up, that they were going to post every YouTube clip of the day.
Really?
Which is weird. But Danny also put a thread for suggestions. And there are some funny suggestions that people have found for YouTube clips of the day.
Yeah.
Like the news reporter I found who was in Africa when a cartel they were burning all these like fields of cocaine.
That was hilarious. No, it was pot, wasn't it? Oh,
it was pot.
It was
question.
What?
Is that not staged or what?
No, it's from BBC News.
Come on now.
They're weird out there.
Come on now.
Have you ever watched London News?
There's a laugh track.
Yeah, because they pulled it from a British, like America's Funniest Home Videos.
Mm-hmm.
So that's where that's from. But I also found a little boy playing Wii getting dry humped by his family dog.
That's funny.
That's wrong.
Yeah. So the kid gets so excited, the dog just comes in the room and is just like.
Like, that's the explanation for Prop 8.
Oh my gosh. So brutal. But go and check it out. It's a new, I've been bugging Danny about it forever, and we got it. It's fun times. Also, okay, we have a link, a section for P1 Movie Club, but yes. You can't go inside of it.
Why?
Kung Fu just posted something. She like clicks on it and says she does not have access to enter that section of the site.
Figure it out.
Here, let me just pot it up right now.
Pot it up. Listen to you.
Yeah.
Let me just buffer this interweb.
Yeah, let me just buffer the tube. And let's go see if this is true.
What?
Buffer the tube?
I'm going to buffer
the
tube.
Space. The face space.
Here, P1 Movie Club.
I'm going to face up the buffer.
It says, you do not have the required permissions to read topics within this forum.
You're such a liar.
You do. You want to look at my screen, jerk?
I'm looking at it, Danny.
I don't have required permissions.
No.
And neither does anybody else.
No, yeah, they do.
No, they don't. But anyways, we do have a movie club at P1 site. My pick last week was kind of a fail, and I'll admit it straight up.
What is it?
It's called The City of Lost Children. Oh. It's this weird-ass French flick. It is so strange. And I watched it myself, and I'm like, oh, my God. I really thought this was real hip when I was in college. Now I'm like, that was so weird. I didn't even get it. But this week's pick was P1 Iron Man, and we're going to watch Glengarry Glen Ross.
Pokemon.
Try it now, faggot.
Okay, listen. Don't you drop your F words on me. Don't you gay bash me, sir. I don't like you. What was that like? Anyways, p1site.com.
New drop.
It's a great way to catch up with what is going on.
I will
on.
Kill you. What?
I said p1site.com. It's a great way to catch up with what's going on in the P1 world.
Oh, yeah. That's a cool site.
Yep.
Whoever made that must be really sexy. And strong.
Actually not. He has sausage fingers.
Shut up.
It doesn't like spell check.
Whatever, dude.
D-Money.
Whatever, dude.
I love you, dude.
Nah, I hate you.
Right. What would I do every day if I didn't have p1site.com?
Yeah.
I really appreciate bored. You, Danny.
Yeah. She does. Where else would Peaches get 3,000 posts?
What's up? Dude, hey, she's seriously going to beat me soon.
3,300.
Dude, one day I logged into the site and they show the names of everybody who posts.
Oh,
and
God.
Like every single thing was Peaches. Every single one.
Yes! I'm back with a vengeance.
That's
oh my
the worst.
God. Does somebody got a lot of time on their hands?
Must yeah.
Sinjai, what would you do with that P1 site, bro?
You know, I'd probably jump off a bridge or something.
You know, get the nair out.
Yeah. Oh, dude. Cool it off on the way down.
Facebook.
Cool it off on the way down.
Oh, gross.
Ew, they're all flapping.
Jump
in the
into salt water. Yeah.
Sounds float good. On them.
Gross. Ew. Well, dude, there's a lot to talk about Mikey's show this week, you guys. Probably the biggest story coming out of the Mikey show this week was...
He's a cat.
Stop.
He's a cat.
I love this song.
And you can thank P1 Kung Fu for this YouTube clip today as well. Oh man. I can't stop singing it.
The video is so cute too. It shows a bunch of cats like.
Yeah, it's Danny's favorite pet in the world is a cat.
Meow.
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 was one of my favorite YouTube clips of the day. And then there was this weird dog they had, which was on the soup the other day. This little dog is a YouTube sensation. It's like one of those real ugly, like, Chinese dogs that they always have in the ugliest dog contest.
Oh, yeah. Ashley has one of those.
Yeah.
Aw, that is not.
It looks like a cheap Wawa. Freaking cheap version
cheap
of
Wawa. A cheap Wawa. Okay. Stacey's got the weird dog. Play it, sir.
Guys, it's time to tell us something.
I just did Ashley's eat cooking.
It's having a seizure.
It is paralyzed.
It's allergic to Ashley's food and its tongue swollen.
Yeah.
Look at Sweet's face as he's watching the clip.
Dude.
They also had that dog is famous. It was on the soup this week. Oh, so funny.
Was it the soup?
Yeah, there's a show called The Soup on E. It's really great. Hosted by Joe McHale. Like, funniest thing on TV out there.
Great. Whatever. It used to be called Talk Soup.
Yeah.
Skunk Boy.
Yeah.
Horrible.
That was a strange clip. Very. Yeah, it creeps Peaches out.
I don't like it.
It's so cute. I love that dog.
No, it's not.
I want that dog
it's
for my best.
Not.
I want that dog for my best friend. Right now. So, also on The Mikey Show, something very exciting happened, and it wasn't the cat flushing the toilet, Space Boy.
Damn it.
All of the Beat Rob songs were put up for download for 12 hours on the site. I now have a playlist called Beat Rob Songs.
Yep.
And probably my most favorite one is In the Pub. That is one of the funniest songs ever written by a dude named Beat Rob. I love it. What are you guys' favorites? Talk about it. Yeah? You don't have the original.
When I fat. That's like my favorite.
Oh my God.
Only because of how he goes fat. His accent.
See, Jaya, you got a favorite?
I like the Brady song.
Oh.
I love that song.
Yes.
Yeah, I do.
I actually like any of the songs that are to the Cheers background music.
Well, that's like half of them.
Yes. Yeah. I never realized how many there truly were. There was one about Sky forgetting her husband's birthday. I forgot all about that
song. Yeah, me too. Some of those was like, where did that come from?
Yeah. Like the Bolts on Parade. I didn't realize he wrote so many songs about how much he loves
the freaking
Chargers.
There's like three Chargers songs on there or something like
that. Yeah. So cool.
I made you from Chinese food.
Yeah.
That's like my most favorite one.
Do you have any favorites, Danny Boy?
Yeah. It's called Awkward Around You.
Yeah.
Do you know what I'm talking about?
It's called, also known as Lost All My Game.
Yeah.
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 Good. Sweet Job of Mine, though. It's his first one. And the part where he talks about punching Bobby Kernels in the face. That makes me laugh so hard. Oh, it's so good.
That seems to me.
Yes.
Made
very first one made for
Liberty,
the
Apprentice.
That he should have won
that
the show.
I'm such a famous guy.
This is before he was good.
My favorite one.
Every single song. Go Sox.
Broads want to. Fornicate, yeah, the chicks dig me from Diego back
oh,
flounder.
To Shanghai. Oh, sweet job, oh my. I like Who Stole My Churro as well. That's a fun one.
They're all funny.
I love them all. But there was a few missing, which Spaceway pointed out quite quickly via IM.
From his hotel room out of town.
In Vegas.
Within 3 minutes of them posting everything. What did they miss?
Well, of course, Sweet Job of Mine.
Yeah, but they put it up.
Yeah. Ashley's Brain
was
suggested by Iron Man. Yeah. Iron Man.
Iron Man.
Iron Man.
Iron Man.
And the other one that everybody was looking for.
That never was posted.
Yeah, well, they can't find it.
Are you serious?
Ashley's, I am to Ashley, talked to her about it. She sent me a message asking me if I had it. I'm like, no, I don't have it.
That's brutal,
which
dude.
Song is it?
I can't remember what it's called.
You can't?
It's his first
sing
one.
It, sing
Biz
it.
Drinking, that's the one. Thank you.
Oh, yeah.
It's his first single, dude.
Yeah, it's the first one.
Isn't that on one of the best of CDs?
Uh-uh.
I swear to God it was.
I'll look right now.
It was either on Pretty Sure or...
We have research happening.
If it was anywhere,
it'd
be on Pretty Sure. I don't think it's on there, though.
Yeah.
I don't think so.
Well, maybe there's another one, but I don't know.
Brutal.
Daniel buffered up, and he'll find out right now.
Yeah, he'll find it out. While we're waiting for that, Ashley lost her eating challenge this week. Poor girl.
Oh, no.
Go.
Before we go past the B-Rob songs.
Yeah.
I know they said 12 hours.
Uh-oh. Here's where the cease and desist is going to come from, is this very podcast. Go ahead, sir.
No, not at all.
Okay, go.
Yeah. I was, well, not to pat myself on the back too much, but I was smart enough to save the XML page, which they posted it on. It has all the direct links to all of their songs, which they never took down. So technically, the songs are still up. So hopefully by the end of the week, they will all be up on p1site.com until they decide to take them off their site for real.
You're a genius.
Yeah.
And a hack. But yeah. We love you anyways.
So technically, I'm not giving you anything that isn't available to you.
Oh, through look them. At you.
Technically.
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 Technically, when you get that cease and desist letter, I want to see it. I want to see what one of those is about.
That's all right. No, binge drinking is not on that. Dirty Back was on.
Oh, that's the one I was thinking of. Yeah. Uh-huh. I knew one of them was on there.
Yeah.
That band is awesome.
Fun times.
Yes, that band is quite awesome. Never really quite got the recognition that they so nope. justly deserved.
Really?
Nope. Yeah.
I thought they got more.
No. Talking tour,
I'd love to hear that song again.
Opening slot for Motley Crue, Genius will come out.
Yes. I tried to be a groupie, but it didn't work out.
It's terrible.
We faded away.
You should have worn a sailor hat. That could have got you backstage.
Oh.
Yeah.
Low blow.
Yep.
But back to what we're talking about. Ashley lost her Cheetos eating challenge.
And then a meltdown.
Oh, that was awesome.
And then attacked the poor P1 with Cheetos. The video is available to you on MikeyShow.com, and it's funny. It's really funny. I like it when she gets all worked up and is like, crying and stuff. Do you believe that it's real crying?
No.
No.
Yeah.
Can I say one thing, though?
What?
Was anyone else hungry for Cheetos after that?
Oh, my gosh.
Dude.
Yes.
I went and bought some. Like,
dude, I wanted to go to the vending machine, but
dude,
they didn't have
I
any
totally
in there.
I totally got some. They were delicious.
I didn't. Yeah, dude.
You know what I thought was lame? Is they went with the baked Cheetos.
Dude, it's all about the puffs.
That's gross, dude.
Dude, it's
no.
all about the
what?
Cheeto, like,
original,
asteroids.
Dude.
No, they're so good.
Asteroids?
No,
yeah,
Cheeto
they
Puffs.
100 calorie packs.
Cheeto Puffs.
So good.
I don't even know what the heck you're talking about.
It's like cheese balls.
They're, like, dehydrated.
Yeah, but they're tasty.
No.
Do you guys like the Flamin' Hot ones?
Yes.
No.
Yeah. Oh, Mexican.
No.
God,
yeah.
Dude, I can't.
It makes your fingers red for like 3 days.
Can't do
you
it.
Gotta,
that is like a Mexican food group, and
that,
I hate
yeah.
it.
That with beer.
Wow.
Beaners.
Oh, that's
it's
right.
It's like breakfast,
I can
lunch,
say that
and
I'm
dinner.
No, you're not. Remember?
Shut
Base
up.
Voice Mexican. No.
I actually listened back to that podcast today.
Yeah. Arriba.
I'm sorry.
Where I
I'm
felt
just kidding.
Is,
no
is that the one where I cried right after it was over? Because I felt I had insulted Danny and his race of people. Yeah, that
I,
was the one.
I have a director's cut where that's actually still on there. I just laughed.
Oh, my
here.
God. Please post that.
No.
Oh, speaking of.
Yeah.
We're about to hit 20 episodes pretty soon.
All right.
Can we release the crying episode that we edited?
I think
I'm
we
throwing
can,
her under the bus
I
right
think
now.
We can do something with
yes!
that.
Yes. Please do.
We can put out a special edition where me and Quimby do a duet singing some New Kids songs.
Great. No.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
I will.
Get over it, Danny.
New Kids just sucks, dude.
That's because you
get
were just being
it.
Born and you don't know what's cool.
Well, there's a whole.
Sorry. It's not the fray.
Oh,
and I'm crying and cutting myself.
You got beat up by Rebecca about that. You suck.
Whatever.
We got a whole bunch of extra bonus behind the scenes stuff we can air, such as Nerd coming out of the closet.
I'm gay. He says that every podcast.
Yeah,
dude.
He's proud.
We get it, dude.
Hey,
no
speaking of
eight.
Ashley, she's got a new nickname.
Ah, yes.
Boner.
Boner.
And if you ever watched Growing Pains, it's just extra
Boner.
Funny.
His name was Boner.
Sucker.
That poor girl, she's in the coffee lobby and Eddie just out of nowhere calls her.
Where does that come from?
Growing Pains.
Oh, never saw it.
Okay, so you guys, random debate. Boner or fart? Which nickname do you like better?
Oh, Boner.
Boner.
I thought so.
Boner.
Boner is so funny, and it's so fitting. If you know Growing Pains.
Boner.
And you know the character Boner. He wasn't the sharpest tool.
He was
in
like
shed.
The nerdy.
He wasn't even nerdy. He was like just like the
goofy.
Like goofy, can't pick up a chick friend who's like. I always thought he was horny. When I was a kid, I was like, is that what they call Boner?
Goofy looking.
Horny yeah. all
that
the time.
That guy's really goofy.
Isn't he from like Jersey or something?
I wonder whatever happened to that guy.
I know. We should do a Where Is He Now episode
he, like,
on
picked up,
Boner.
Like, a crystal meth habit.
We'll look it up right now.
Yeah.
A behind the scenes. Ooh, I am right now. This is exciting, you guys. 1942.
I sent you that like an hour ago.
Well, it just popped up again. Who's so IMing me? Oh, it says P1 Site is live again on Stick Cam.
Stick Cam.
Good one.
Actually, that was like an hour ago, too.
No, I just got it again.
No.
You lie.
Yeah, it sent me it again at 11:04 p.m. right now.
No.
Whatever. Let's see. What else? What else? What else? Another P1 Site member. One trivia. Mr. P-H-I to the L-L-Y.
Philly.
Philly's finest. Congratulations to him. We love him. He brought in a sign with him that says Restore Traditional Kiosk. Do you get it? Okay, that totally failed. Never
well,
mind.
If he said what the sign actually said, then.
I guess you know. It says Restore the Traditional Hit It.
Yeah.
There you go.
Wow.
Suck it.
Hey, space
listen,
boy.
I'm tired.
Yeah.
Can
you read the news?
I have to wake up at 5.
Yeah, I can make my way through it.
All right, cool.
What are you guys doing?
Let's talk about this.
Huh? All
right. Nothing.
What?
No.
Hey.
Huh?
Listen.
What?
I'm talking to you. How about Sky's Roman Shower? Talk about it.
Oh, my God, dude.
So here's the story. Let me just give you the story, and you guys can just go on.
So dumb.
So she goes to the La Costa Spa, and she went there for a massage. And if you go there for a massage, you get all the services, like, all day long. They have something called a Roman shower where spa temperature water like coming down upon you and you get a second massage because of the pressure of the water. But, oh, boy, a Roman shower. How dirty does that sound?
You mean the Roman open shower?
Yes! I heard it's golden and delicious.
Yeah.
Too many jokes. Dude, there's a part where Eddie said he was dying. And he said, you have to stop talking about it. There are too many jokes.
When Sky said you could either get a massage or a facial, like, Eddie lost it. He's like, there's too many jokes. Joke overload.
I heard it also comes with a free pearl necklace. Oh!
No!
Wow.
Oh!
Hey!
That was sautéed in wrong sauce.
Smoking a pancake? Mong in a blends. Let's see. So from the P1 answering machine, somebody came up with a pretty cool idea of how to interact with another vehicle with a P1 sticker on it. And the fist bump was like the first idea. So you say, I see you in your car. I'll be like, what up? Yes, we are listeners. Then somebody thought it'd be cool to toast one another.
Horrible idea.
But there's a big problem with that.
I tried that.
If you post somebody, it looks like a fancy
flip off
of sorts. And many P1s, after trying the toast, called in and reported getting flipped off by other P1s when they tried to toast them. So obviously people just aren't listening to that stuff.
Can I just, okay.
Yeah, you can.
Listening?
You're doing it.
Yeah. I hate my life.
But I love you.
You know that a lot of these, like, people that have P1 stickers around here just got it because they wanted to, like, get
free tattoo.
It. Yeah, they wanted the free tattoo or whatever the prize was. They didn't get it, and they never took it off their car. So they're really not P1s, which is a disappointment.
This sucks, dude.
So
I
want
to bond
they don't
with
listen,
somebody I've never
dude.
Met.
Well, on the road, dude, how sick would that be?
Right? You're like, oh, what up? P1's like, yeah!
Try being me. I mean, come on.
Oh, dude, this guy. Can I tell a story real quick? It's a real quick.
Yeah.
Oh, we were at Fred's.
He turns out he's on a sex page, too.
a dating page.
A dating page.
Oh, man.
No, just every time, like, we were at Fred's, he told this chick, she's like, oh, you're a listener? What's your P1 name? And I'm P1 Senjaya.
Oh, my God. Oh, yeah.
You're like so famous.
Have my baby.
Yeah.
Being in heaven.
It is.
Yeah, did you tell IME and tell me you made five new friends today?
Yeah.
Are you serious?
No. Yeah, you know.
Doing what?
And I said, you know, I said, go check out my MySpace. I got like five new P1 friends. Nothing. I'm just messing with you.
He does that to me all the time. He'll send me like IMs, you know, saying like the most ridiculous things.
About how cool I am?
Like, I have a rabbit named Obama.
I really do. That's true. That's a true story.
So weird.
Yogi tried humping it.
poor rabbit.
Dude.
He's so poor, hard up. Rabbit. He's
dead.
But he's interspecies love.
Leave bugs alone.
So terrible. Let's see. What else we got? Oh, the Mikey Show is going to Vegas on December 12th. For the season finale of The Ultimate Fire. Yeah! Woo! How many of you are going? Okay. It would have been cool if we had crickets.
I'm working on it.
Oh, you're going to bleep yourself. I can't wait.
It's your crickets. I love it.
Two F-bombs in a row.
Step off the nuts.
Wow, this is a family show.
Yes.
Dang, you'd kiss your wife with that mouth?
So we are supposed to now proceed in a professional manner and not act like that didn't
happen. The wheels are falling off.
The wheels are falling off. Yes. So who wants to have a competition on Monday? Who wants to compete with me to be the first call to request Oh Holy Night? Anyone?
Why would you do that?
I love that song so much.
No, you. The first call better be Carol the Ham.
Holy night.
It better be Carol the Ham.
The stars are brightly shining. It is the night.
Shut up.
Of our dear Savior's birth. Fall on your knees. Hi. Go ahead, BJ.
I'm personally also waiting for Amazing Grace. You remember that guy?
No.
Nobody remembers that guy?
No.
Really? Dude, they played that, and he was all amazing. And there's a video of him, like, freaking waving his hands around.
The guy who didn't know the words to the song, he just kept going.
Yeah, and they had, like, a guy, like, helping him and coaching him, and yeah. Sorry, space
and
boy.
Yeah.
You gotta fail to win, okay?
Yeah,
and
nothing can be as good as that people
and
paparazzi
is on a dating site. Thank you. That
okay,
was
huh?
Cupid.
What? Hey, wait
what?
A minute.
What?
Hey,
what?
What? It's not Valentine's Day. It's Thanksgiving.
It's on. He's on OkTurkey.com.
Yeah. OK Gobbler.
OK Panini.
You call him Turkey.
What kind of butter is this?
Can't get enough of this panini.
OK Prop 8.
Yeah. Is that your new phrase of the year?
Oh, yeah, Prop 8 is. We need to replace Prop 8 with Brokeback.
Prop Brokeback?
The other way around?
Prop Brokeback?
No, we need.
Instead of saying Brokeback, you say Prop 8.
Yeah.
Really?
Prop 8 Mountain?
You are very Prop 8.
So you're very Prop 8, meaning you're against gay marriage. See, he's trying to break this down to me last night because I tried to use that. Like, you're so Prop 8. He's like, against gay marriage?
I am. Yeah.
Totally. Yeah. Look at me. You're here. I'm at the New Kids concert. Can't have any of that.
Yeah.
Shut up.
I love them. What do you want from me? It was a very special night.
No.
It was the greatest night of my life.
No.
It was.
Stop.
It really was.
Stop.
They looked so sexy.
Stop.
I wish I threw my panties on the stage.
Shut up.
It would have been awesome.
I feel sorry for the people in the front row.
It was raining draws.
It's raining draws and bras from Victoria's Secret. I just grabbed my tatas.
Dude.
Joey tatas.
Were there like granny panties like flying?
No. They were like hot pink, purple.
There were a lot of very pretty girls there. But then again, also a lot of girls dressed like the late 80s, which is actually pretty cool.
So like parachute pants, underwear?
No, a hot pink, hot green spandex,
yes.
And LA gear jackets.
Leggings. There were so many leg warmers at that concert.
I like leg warmers.
It was ridiculous.
I think you have to have a certain body to pull them off, but they're cute.
Ooh, we're at 55 minutes. Hey, I got something great to talk about. There was a phone call last week, which... I just want to know if this happened to anybody else in the room. This guy calls in and says how he had just found out that his parents, who told him that one of his pets ran away, is actually dead.
Yes.
So talk brutal. About it. Has
so
anybody
brutal.
Run into
awesome.
This situation
no.
in their life?
Awesome.
I've been fortunate, so no.
I made my dog retarded one time, but, you know, what are you going to do?
She made it retarded, by the way.
Yeah. My parents just called it special. And then later they're like, no, you just dropped it on its head a lot. And the dog died.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's lovely.
I found that out when I was 6. Devastating.
That's awesome.
But then I watched a little Sesame Street and felt better. You know what I'm saying?
No.
That's right. Rubber Ducky, you're the one.
Watching that pimp count.
Yes. He is.
Danny also earlier mentioned a phone call about a guy who wanted to call a girl and ask her if he could kiss her. Sounds like such a Danny move.
What
I mean,
shut the hell up with that.
Oh, so funny. Who does that? That's almost like writing a note saying, will you go out with me? Check yes
or
no.
Like
I think the guys
fourth grade
that
or something.
Yeah. So weird. Like, if you're going to do it, just like kiss her.
Move on in. If you get slapped, you get slapped.
Why don't you go ahead and kiss the girl?
Go ahead and kiss the girl.
Wow.
What
was that? Wow. Affleck?
Hello?
What were you going to say, Regis?
Oh, I was going to say the type of guy that does that is the same type of guy that posts online how much he loves hugs.
Oh, my God. Wow.
What would be great if he says, I have this great Letterman jacket that I would love to hug in the middle of the summer.
Oh, and then
in
like
a casino.
The end was like, is it too much to ask for a girl with a great body and a great mind too? Is that having my cake and eating it too, or something? Look at Space Boy. He's like,
are you effing kidding me?
I'm so effing not. I'll send you guys
hey,
the picture.
I really like to kiss your mouth.
Probably one of the greatest Eddie had some good liners last week, like in Tough Love. Dear Dork Knight.
Yeah.
Or what about Grandma Montana or something like that? The 50-year-old lady who likes to watch Hannah Montana.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Something like that.
What was that?
But Dork Knight was probably the best Tough Love name by
oh,
so far.
Oh, my gosh.
Sean almost lost his S. He was like laughing so hard. Sorry. Space
oh,
Boy enjoys
I
when I say that.
I love it when Sean so loses S. it. Oh, Sean is the greatest laugh. It is so infectious. It is just perfect and golden.
Oh,
hey, whoa. Order in the court. Sorry, Danny. That's your house. I'm sorry. What'd I do? I thought we were
I'm
cool.
speaking. I'm speaking.
Look at me. I'm speaking on my special
Judge,
microphone.
Judge Judy, right, San Gigi? Yeah, yeah.
Hell
that,
yeah.
We watch Judge Judy. We're so
7
old.
O'clock to 8 o'clock.
Really, yeah. I prefer the People's Court with Judge Million.
No, whatever.
No.
Judge Judy would clean her up and down that court.
Uh-uh.
How about Judge Joe Brown, dude?
I like him, too.
Oh, yeah. He's or what cool. about that Texas Justice show?
No.
No, that's lame.
Court shows are the greatest.
Texas is
Luke, ever since I've lost my job, I've got to watch Maury Povich during the day.
Oh, dude, that's the best.
Who my baby daddy?
Yeah.
And
is it a guy or a girl?
Yes, and is it a guy or a girl?
Geek to glam.
And lie detector tests on if you cheated on me. So great.
Isn't
Gosh,
it?
I love Maury Povich.
Or the little prostitute girls.
Yes.
Yeah.
I like the overweight babies.
Yeah.
Oh.
My personal favorites are Geek Gone Glam.
Yeah.
That's so dumb.
I love the shim shows, though.
I was a dork in high school, but now I'm hot, so face all over your
face.
And 90% of my body's plastic.
Yeah, but
hey,
I would
you gotta
say
do what you gotta do.
90%
really.
Of the time, it's who my baby daddy.
Oh, yeah.
And then when it finds out that it's not the dude,
they see walk.
The lady always runs out like
to the back on the couch.
I'm a slut.
He's like, yeah, boy, yeah, now what? Yeah.
Yeah, ain't gonna get no alimony.
I told
out of
you.
Me.
I told you.
I told you.
It ain't my baby. That baby don't look
exactly
not like
oh, wait,
lips.
Wait, the phone's ringing, you guys. I gotta get this.
Really?
Hello?
Thanks. For the memories.
Oh my gosh. It's Connie Chung.
Hey, Connie
Maury
Chung.
Maury Povich's wife.
Yes, we came to do a show for a very
little dough.
So, what's going on?
Actually, I'm going to go on my husband's show and find out if he is the father of our child.
Whoa.
Isn't...
That's deep. That's
their
brutal.
Child adopted, or...
That there's some irony up in here. You what, Connie, are you going to be okay?
Yeah, I think I'm going to be okay, but I really got to go because I got to do another show for very little.
Wait, can I say something to you real quick?
Sure.
Baklaud dung magadoy. Didi Mao.
And Merry Christmas to you too. Bye-bye.
Peanut Noor.
Oh, that's Connie Chung. Wow. Konnichiwa. She doesn't know if Maury Povich is the father of her child. That's ironic. Hey, you want to hear about some irony? I was on Facebook and I saw Blunder had changed his status to Rick is enjoying the rain. And I imagined him laying on a bearskin rug in the nude.
His face being eaten by the rug.
Cupping on the bearskin rug of the one that licked his face. Cupping a little glass of hot chocolate reading Twilight. That was the visual I got.
I thought maybe he'd be covered in peanut butter or something.
I was just surprised that he has a girlfriend.
Oh, don't say that.
What? I saw him in that skin suit, dude. What do you want from me?
She wants him for her his body, okay? Like, just back off.
No.
Didn't he have a coat on, too?
What?
No, it was actually a meat stole.
Oh.
No. I thought it was like, PETA got really mad at him for that.
I thought he had the bear rug on his back.
You guys are so mean.
Hey, dude, that guy's awesome.
Well, next week...
XFL
91X audio.
Oh yeah.
That I sent you the IM totally for that you'll get in about 45 minutes.
Do you read the news, Spaceboy?
All right. Welcome to the Spaceboy show. A couple of days ago we had what?
Sorry.
Oh, okay.
What? Continue.
All right.
I'm intrigued. What?
So from the way that I understand this, we had a Mikey show presence on 91X.
Really?
That
I don't
is
know.
Brand new
I have not heard the audio.
Oh my god, I'm glad the host is telling us this.
Oh okay, maybe we should give her a chance to speak. Quimenstein.
I thought the host was speaking.
Hold up.
Oh, what? What
so,
did I miss?
Anyways, Danny calls me the other day, and he says, "Hey, I got a message on MySpace from a MySpace.
Email.
MySpace.
MySpace.
Oh my gosh.
MySpace."
MySpace.
Buy me a manservant and let's just call it a day.
Facebook and MySpace.
Let's just call it a day. Anyways, Danny got a message from a P1 Yoshi saying, oh my gosh. I was like going through the stations that I heard on the 91X Morning Show, them talking crap on the Mikey Show. Danny calls me and I do my little interweb searching Google skills. Came across some audio. Which we have for you here today. The 91X Morning Show apparently doesn't think too highly of us P1s, and here is what they had to say.
Oh. All right, so we're getting all this great audio. All right, so
just a little just so you know what the hell is going on.
Context.
Yeah, context. They were out at the queue this weekend.
Last weekend.
Last weekend.
Not
whatever.
In the future.
Same difference. And they were interviewing two guys, and this dude came up to them while they were interviewing, and he was a P1. Apparently, had a guitar with him in a case, and he had a bunch of P1 stickers.
Uh huh.
And they get into it.
And it.
Well, no. Let me just make this clear. The Morning Show dudes were interviewing two roommates who were wearing opposing team jerseys, and as they're doing this interview, this P1 dude comes up and interjects into the interview. And this is what happens.
All right, so we're getting all this great audio. We're seeing all these people walking in, and they're fired up. We find two guys, and they look like they're about to get in a fight, right, Carlos? I mean, help me tell the story.
Well, they're arguing. They're yelling back and forth. One has a Chargers jersey. One has a Colts jersey.
And we're talking to the guy with the Colts jersey, the guy with the Chargers jersey. Turns out, and you're not going to hear the whole interview here, we find out that they're friends, and they live together, but they just happen to be rooting for different teams, and they get in a fight at the stadium every time, you know, there's a Colts and a Chargers game. So these guys are yelling at each other. So I walked up to him, and I started to try to interview him. And I felt like we were having a good interview, and everything was going well. And then this guy walked up, and you're going to hear this. It's a gentleman. If I could describe him, he's one of those guys that just looks like bad breeding. You know what I'm saying? Like, the guy didn't have a chance to begin with.
Like,
he's got
transient.
the pinched face and the weird, you know, his eyes are too far apart on his head.
You wouldn't be
he's got a a straggly mullet.
We call that weathered.
You wouldn't be surprised if you saw him on the child predator list.
Yeah, like To Catch a Predator.
Yeah.
So I'm having a conversation with the Colts fan and the Chargers fan from Pacific Beach. This guy walks up. He's got a guitar case. He's got a mullet, by the way, straggly, like, blonde mullet. He looks a little weathered. Looks like he may know his way around a meth pipe or two. And he's got a few teeth, so he's got that going for him. And he's got a guitar case, and the guitar case is covered in Mikey Show stickers from Butt Rock 105. And I said, this guy's going to come up and try to bust our balls. And you know what? Here's the thing. We can make a few assumptions about you, Mr. and Mrs. 91X, the fact that you listen to 91X and the 91X Morning Show. You're probably relatively attractive. You're
you
a young professional of sorts. Perhaps you got a little education under your belt. You're a well-spoken and polite individual, whereas I can also make an assumption about someone who is a diehard Mikey Show fan is that maybe you didn't finish high school. Maybe you like recreational drugs. You know, probably, if you don't have a lifted truck, you'd certainly like to have a lifted truck. If it weren't for those pesky alimony payments that you aren't paying, you know? And so this guy, and you know that they're going to say some offensive, you know, stupid crap. So here we are having a conversation, and you'll hear him about 15 seconds in roll up with his guitar case covered in Mikey Show stickers and approach us exactly as I would expect a fan of the Mikey Show to approach us.
Oh, you guys live in Pacific Beach. Y'all live down there. And what do you do here in San Diego now?
What do I do here? I don't do nothing. Gas station.
What do you do?
I chill. I just got fired.
You slang weed.
I smoke weed.
Oh, because faggots?
There he is.
Wow.
Wow.
There he is. Just
that's
bust
the,
into the conversation.
The extra
faggots?
Yeah. And no one looked at him. No one asked him to come over.
I wasn't there.
No one was addressing him. No one said, hey, buddy, come up. We were talking to two completely different people. And he busts up, gets right in my face with his terrible old granddad's whiskey breath and says,
because faggots?
And that's exactly how I would expect someone from, you know, a fan of the Mikey Show to approach us. So you really, it's a stellar example of one of their.
You've confirmed a lot of our suspicions.
Yeah,
thank
one
you.
Of those people. So he jumps in with this.
Because faggots?
And carries on.
Yes.
Because you're all faggots.
Yes.
Brutal. What is this
guy? We are homosexuals.
No. When I call you faggots, you got that's something different.
One bum.
Dude is not drunk, all right?
That's Boss and Rob's friends.
I know, dude.
You just walked up to a bunch of guys you didn't know and called us faggots. You must be a fan of the Mikey Show, right?
Yeah, you're all faggots.
This guy is awesome.
Very articulate.
I'm glad he's got a thesaurus.
Yeah. And you're a big fan of the Mikey Show, right?
Yeah.
I see the sticker on your guitar case. You're a big fan of the Mikey Show.
Forget about it.
That's good. That's what I want to know.
Well, then talk to Missy. Then she knows who I am. I'm Don Don. I am Don Don.
Don Don.
Does anyone know this dude?
Now I know. It's Don Don.
Well,
Don.
Ask Missy.
No, Missy, that's a person on the mic.
Is it? I have no idea.
It is, I think.
Is it? I don't know.
No.
They don't even know.
Yeah, it is. Okay, so that's a person on the mic show. So maybe it's an ex-boyfriend?
Yeah.
I don't know, but remember who we're talking
former
to.
Husband.
I'm Don Don. I am Don Don.
So we got Don Don.
No. I call you faggots. You got that's different. Dumbass? I'm Don Don. I am Don Don.
So Don Don is joining the 91X Morning Show now. Maybe we can win him over as a listener. Let's find
him. Oh, you got a mullet and a guitar case and a
goddamn mullet.
That's not a mullet?
I hope it's not a mullet.
It's a mullet.
It's a mullet.
Oh, it was a mullet. Yeah, it was definitely Don Don.
I'm Don Don. I am Don Don.
That was a mullet.
No. When I call you faggots, you got that's different.
Thank you.
Party in the front.
What?
And at this point, I just you came up, you started yelling faggot, so I
party
figured you're
front
a fan of the Mikey.
The opposite.
Now, at this point, by the way, this guy is
party in the back.
Everyone's clowning on him. Everyone's you know making fun of his mullet. People are like, hey, business in the front, party in the back. Poor guy just getting clowned on.
I love the Mikey Show. I love Missy. I'm Don Don. Everybody remember me?
Oh, hell yeah, we do. Represent Don Don.
Donnie from Bum Fights.
This is not on
does
Mikey
this guy
show
have no anything else in his insult arsenal? I mean, come on.
But dude, I'm Don Don. I am Don Don.
That is Don Don.
Well,
it's Don Don.
I guess he doesn't need anything else.
Oh, it's Don Don.
Okay.
He knows what he's talking about.
All right. Yeah, Def Leppard rules. Def Leppard. Yeah, Def Leppard, forget about it.
Yeah, at this point, I kind of wanted to find out what kind of music he's into, being a, you know, avowed Butt Rock 105 supporter.
Aerosmith, Rush.
Jealous.
Yeah, Rush.
Jealous.
Bang Tango and Manowar. Friggin' Tango.
I blew his mind with the Bang Tango. I blew his mind with the Bang Tango. Bang Tango.
Bang Friggin' Tango.
Bang Tango. Yeah, yo.
Is this what that is?
Don Don. I am Don Don.
Yes, correct.
Oh, you guys can shut your face. This is the best music ever.
Right?
No, it is not.
Yeah,
Def Leppard, forget about it.
All right, so looks like we're running out here. He's going to wrap it up here.
Yeah, I saw them. Yeah.
Yeah, Don knows what's up.
Rat. Early rat.
Not,
rat.
No way. Oh. Hey. Well, not rats later. Catalog.
Please don't misunderstand me when I say that rat is awesome, but only early rat. The latter period rat.
Oh my god.
As in the final records like Detonator and Reach for the Sky.
That's right.
That is unacceptable. Because that's when they turned into this.
Because faggots?
They turned into
because faggots?
No, only early rat is, do not misunderstand me. My name is Don Don.
I'm Don Don. And I am Don Don.
I only like early rat.
Rat. Early rat.
It was very, that was the most serious he got, by the way. That and when he told to talk about Bang Tango.
Bang friggin' Tango. All
right.
Early rat. That's right. Don Don, represent, right? You got that right. That's terrific. Forget about it.
It just winds down.
There it is, ladies and gentlemen.
Boy.
It's the 91X Morning Show Game Day Tailgate Recap. Doing our part to bridge the cultural divide between the 91X Morning Show and the Mikey Show.
I don't like those guys. It's funny how jealousy.
Thank you.
Sorry you don't have the ratings, Matt Diablizzle.
Carlos.
Yeah. Losers, right?
Right.
Right. Yeah. How do we feel about this?
Faggots.
That you're the freaking donkey's butt of radio.
Yeah.
Sorry.
See, Danny wants a lifted truck because you're a P1.
Yeah.
And I don't have a college education.
I don't have a
high school education.
And I just want hair to grow a mullet.
Yeah, exactly. Because I like butt rock.
That's right.
And
that's
I think that a mullet is a party in the front and business in the back.
That's right.
Dude, you know what?
Business
whatever.
In the front, party
those
in the
guys
back.
Say, yeah, that P1s like to do illicit drugs. And anybody who listens to 91X, that's why they have the drunk dial phone line.
Right.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah, there's some quality people right there.
You know what? With that, screw
91X.
You.
Dude, you know who's better? Is this station called 94.9. They are the bomb. Yeah, 91X sucks it. And
yeah, like hard.
You will never be Chris Cantore. Sorry.
That's what I say to you, 91X.
Yeah, that's a P1 right there.
Yeah.
Scum of the earth.
A dun-dun.
We faggots. It's so freaking funny, faggots.
Well,
oh, my gosh.
Sorry, I had to. I love you, Danny.
Yeah, and this audio is
brutal.
On the 91X Morning Show website.
Along
it
with
says,
their email addresses, by the way.
San Diego Chargers address.
I'm going to call in. I'm going to say, you guys are just freaking jealous.
I would pay money to see Mike's email right now and how many emails he got break about all the S that they
talked. I wonder if they'll talk about it.
I doubt it. Who cares? Yeah. Really? I mean, it's like, who cares?
I would call in and say, for your information.
Oh.
I'm a P1.
For your health.
I have a college degree. I am hot. As a matter of fact, I am smoking and I'm not stupid and I'm sober and you guys are just jealous because your ratings suck ass and you are the donkey ball skin of radio.
Wow.
So take that.
With or without Nair.
I think it's kind of funny that we're a radio show listening to a radio show who's playing back a radio show.
I'm a dude playing a dude disguised as another dude.
That's right.
I love you, Space
Boy. That was pretty good.
That.
I
like,
love it.
People will worship you even more. See that jacket over there? Yes.
Oh, my
Wear
God.
Wear it with pride.
Even in the heat.
You Harry Potter dork.
I need to watch that movie now. Oh, you are the worst.
SpaceBoyE@p1site.com. Please feel free to write anytime.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my gosh. Well, guys, it is almost officially Thanksgiving in about 20 minutes.
I gotta wake up at 5 in the morning serious. To go work at Clean
it
Channel.
Is, yeah.
It's almost Thanksgiving. So, what a week. We're 18 years old. We can finally vote. P1 Podcast for president.
Yahoo!
Vote.
You're dumb. You're dumb.
I know.
You have to be 35 to be president.
Oh, deep burn.
Talk to you in 17 episodes. And wrap it up. Oh, my gosh. I hope that when you hear this podcast, you had a great Thanksgiving. You ate a bunch of food. And you're ready to get into the spirit. Black Friday.
Who's the man?
That's right. That's right. So if you guys have a great week. Brand new Mikey Show starting on Monday. We love you guys so much. And we are out.
It's my birthday on Friday.
See ya.
Late.